Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. If you're not excited about this week, then you just need to roll over and go back to bed, because this is going to be a great week for all of us. This is 4th of July week coming up this weekend. So many festivities here in the Pensacola area. I really encourage you to take advantage of it and get in the spirit. I'm seeing red, white, and blue everywhere. I'm seeing flags everywhere. We've got our red, white, and blue right in front of the station. And then a little Katy Perry to get things started. Come on, get on board. Help you this morning. Get started, right? Because I have our friends here making it all happen, by the way. Our friends from the Pensacola Young Professionals, who are partnering with the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce to bring us the fireworks and the celebration for America's 250th this weekend. So I have in studio with me this morning the president of Pensacola Young Professionals, Anna Lotus, is here, as well as Keon, and let me make sure this, Keon Beasley is here with us, and he's the VP of Development. I'm going to turn it over to y'all to tell us about everything that's coming up this weekend. You have been working a long time to make all this happen, and now you're in that final countdown.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're very excited to be working on the 4th of July fireworks again. This is our fourth year partnering with the Greater Pensacola Chamber on the show. And it couldn't be a better year with it being the 250th anniversary. So we're just all hands on deck at this point, ready to go for Saturday.
You can count on no sleep this week.
Yeah.
All those last minute, but I thought we had that covered, things that happen, right?
Oh, yeah. We have a meeting today that's like final checklist, make sure we have everything ready to go. And I think we're almost there.
I know. But just trust me, as many events as I've done over the years, including the Pensacola Beach fireworks, there's always a little something.
Yep.
So just know there's always a little something, but it always works out. Okay, so tell us a little bit about the schedule and the plans and what's happening.
All right, so we have the Coca-Cola Refresh Zones. That's going to be at the Bartram Park and Veterans Memorial Park. Both locations will be located with food trucks, vendors, refreshments, portable facilities.
So somebody may be driving down today that's going to spend this whole week with us here in Pensacola. So explain where Bartram Park is, because some folks may not know.
Correct. So Bartram Park is actually located off of Bayfront, over by Seville Square area. So that
it's
is
right downtown.
Right downtown. Correct.
Okay. And so you're going to have food trucks?
Yeah, lots of food trucks, many food trucks. We have over about,
I think we're at like 15 right now,
but
it's a mixture of food trucks and vendors. I know one of our team members, Christy, she's been with us all 4 years, and she always handles the food trucks, and she always gets a really good selection for us.
So there's a whole variety of cuisine, so to speak.
Yes. And
absolutely.
I think a lot of lemonade this year.
Hey.
I noticed the uptick in the lemonade
hot
vendors.
Hot dogs, apple pie, and lemonade. Come on now.
Yeah.
That sounds good. So that'll be at Bartram Park, which is right downtown. You can't miss it. And the actual fireworks, where are they? Where should I go to see them?
Well, we're really excited this year. If you've been coming to the show for a while, we've been shooting off from the port of Pensacola. Barges have been hard to come by in the recent years. But this year, we're really looking forward to having a barge and shooting it in the middle of the bay.
Awesome.
So best spot is really on Bayfront Parkway. It's still going to be off the side, the east side of the port. Where we've been shooting, it's just going to be right in the middle of the water.
Which is great, because that kind of makes it even more accessible for everybody from distances, right?
Correct, exactly. You'll be able to see it from, off the bridge, 3 mile bridge.
And probably Gulf Breeze.
Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach.
Yeah, okay, this is cool. And speaking of Pensacola Beach, I heard a rumor that it's going to be, coordinated with their fireworks as well. How does that work?
Yeah, so we're working with Pyro Show. It's just been a great partner on handling all of the fireworks. And then they partner with Cat Country on synchronizing the music to the fireworks show and ensuring both shows are synchronized together so that they all work with the playlist that comes through Cat Country. And so actually last year, I remember I was at Barkley House, right there on Bayfront, and
perfect.
I could see the beach fireworks.
so
in
cool.
the background of our fireworks. And so it was really like a double show.
Yes, very
from
cool.
that vantage point.
Yeah, so. I had the opportunity to be on the water 1 year, and so I could see both, which was the coolest thing. Mm-hmm. And then also we had on the boat, they were blaring Cat Country's The Patriotic Music, and I'm looking straight up into the sky. I can see. It was amazing. It was really cool. So if you can, definitely bring a radio, whatever you need, your phone, something to be sure and sink into 98.7, because you'll hear, it's cool, the fireworks are mm-hmm. actually, they program it. I worked with Pyro Shows. They're really wonderful. And so they actually sync it. You know, they take the yeah. music and they work with Brent Lane and the folks at Cat Country to make each song. So when she sings boom, 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 you'll see a boom, boom, boom up in the sky. Oh, yeah. It's so cool.
Yeah. And on that note, I'll mention bringing a portable radio is going to be your best bet. There can be a delay when you're streaming it through your device.
That's true.
So if you have a radio with you, I would bring that down just so you get that, you know, second by second synchronization and you don't have the delay from a device.
Oh, that's smart. Okay. Any other things you should bring with you?
Blankets, chairs. Hey, well, you may not need blankets in July, but, you know, you can put them out on the grass. You can have a picnic. But just don't bring any personal fireworks with you.
No.
You know, keep those at home. Also keep the pets at home, but mm-hmm. bring the kids. Glow sticks are always a huge hit once the lights go out, you know. So highly encourage you bring some fun things down. But we'll have the food trucks and everything for you, so you don't have to bring much.
Okay. And really, don't bring the Roman candles. Don't bring the
right.
sparklers, all that kind of stuff. Because even the sparklers, as innocent as they seem, once you throw those on the ground after you've used them, someone could walk along and burn their foot on them because they're very, mm-hmm. very hot, those metal rods. So better to not bring them if you can.
Well, and as we get closer to the show, we definitely get a large crowd out there, and you're kind of packed in right during the show, and so we want to keep everyone safe, you know, so leaving those at home. And we will have Pensacola Police Department out there all night monitoring everything, so just, you know, obey order, you know, what they say, and just leave the fireworks, sparklers, everything at home.
That's a great idea. So we're talking with our friends from Pensacola Young Professionals, who are the hosts of our fireworks this year, putting it all together for us so we can have an awesome 250th celebration. So what's the timeline on this? If I wanted to come out and get settled, what would be your recommendation to get a good spot?
So definitely come early. So the streets of Bayfront will be closed. And
do you know what time those are closing? Just for folks that we...
They will be closing at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. Okay. Good to know.
And then the food trucks and vendors, they'll be beginning at 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. And then, of course, the fireworks show will be beginning at 9 p.m.
At 9 o'clock. Okay. That sounds like a plan to me. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm working it out. So I get there, then I can actually find a food truck, get a little something for lunch and dinner, hang out and meet and greet with folks and
yes.
have a good time. Will there be any kind of music or anything going on out there? Or you've just mainly got the food trucks? And
yeah, so we don't have any music specifically at our site, but we encourage everyone to tune in before the fireworks show. I believe starting at 7 is when the Sparks and Stars Symphony concert
yes.
is happening downtown at the amphitheater, but it'll also be streaming through Cat Country as well.
And this station as well,
yes,
and News Radio.
News Radio.
In fact, I have Maestro coming in a little bit to talk about that.
Yes.
So that'll be happening.
So if you get down there, you can get set up, get your food, get kind of locked into your spot, you know, and start listening at 7 to that show.
If you're not in the spirit by then, I don't know
yes.
what else is going to help you. Well, this is great. Now, if I wanted to find out more information, maybe I'm in my car, I don't have time to write everything down, where would I go to find out more info?
And, of course, you can always go to PensacolaFireworks.com to check out the interactive website. And mm-hmm. definitely we got information on Facebook. All different streams of locations.
Excellent. Okay, you heard it here. You have no excuse now not to head out to the Pensacola Fireworks, because it's going to be this Saturday. We're going to come back with a little more information for you. We're talking to Anna and Keon, who are with the Pensacola Young Professionals. Thank you for putting all this together for our whole community. How cool is that? Can you tell them excited about the 4th? I am
yes,
ready.
Very excited.
All right, we'll come back and talk a little bit more about it. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. If you've got a question for them, by all means, text it in this morning. 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We are getting excited about this 4th of July week, seeing the red, white, and blue everywhere as we celebrate America's 250th anniversary. And we've got a special lineup on Saturday because our friends from Pensacola Young Professionals, partnering with the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, are bringing us an awesome fireworks show. So Anna Lochis is here along with Keon Beasley. They're here both with Pensacola Young Professionals to tell us about everything that's happening. So let's recap a little bit in case somebody just joined us. What is happening on the 4th? That's this Saturday.
Yes, well, and I'll add in something we should definitely mention. This year our show is actually sponsored by Coca-Cola and Cumberland Farms.
Yay.
You know, being America's 250th anniversary, we want to go bigger, and they came in as a great partner this year, and so we're so excited to have them on board, as well as our other sponsors such as Escambia County, the City of Pensacola. They always support this event. We've got Panair Credit Union this year, Cat Country News Radio,
yes, ma'am.
WEAR. So we really appreciate our sponsors because we would not be able to do this without them. Fireworks are a little expensive.
I learned the hard way about that one. Very, very expensive. And by the way, getting the barge is also not an easy thing to do either. They're hard to come by. So congratulations
barges,
on making that happen.
Tugboats to get the barge.
Yes.
It all costs.
Devil's in the details.
And another thing I'll add, you know, we mentioned the website earlier, PensacolaFireworks.com. We will have an interactive map up on the website that shows you everything happening downtown. So where the food trucks will be, if you're looking for a certain food truck or vendor, it'll be on the map. All of the locations where we'll be at, as well as our partners, such as the Sparks and Stars Show or the Blue Wahoos event, are all on the website, PensacolaFireworks.com.
Excellent. So the fireworks would be right around 9-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the plan, right?
Yep. Correct.
Okay. And then, but before that, the Pensacola Symphony is playing over at the Hunter Amphitheater right next door.
Yep.
And I believe that concert starts at 7?
7 o'clock.
I'm guessing patriotic music?
I think so. I think they've got a big plan this year. I know
this
they want to go
bigger.
Why they
pay me the big bucks,
because
I'm so sharp that way.
Yeah. I think you'll definitely have patriotic music in there. And
there
I think,
you go.
Hey, I don't want to take Peter Mouget's, statement here, but I think there's also a flyover planned for that. So.
Wait a minute. When is that going to happen?
I don't know all the details. I've just heard the rumors, so I think it'll be pretty exciting, probably around the start.
Okay. Make a note. Yeah. It sounds like this is the place to be on the 4th of July.
Yes.
In Pensacola.
It's going to be exciting.
Okay. Well, so what's been the best part for you planning this as young professionals? What does it feel like to do something like this for the community?
You know, I think because it's such a major event, and it takes a lot of effort, a lot of people are involved, but when you're down there and you see everybody coming out and just celebrating together, and it's just a really lovely moment of just everyone coming together, and I don't know, I just really enjoy getting to see it all. I've lived in Pensacola my whole life. I did not go to every fireworks show, but now being down there, I've really appreciated the event and just coming together as a community.
It's great. It's great having everybody. And I can tell you that everybody's smiling. Everybody's laughing. It seems like everybody's on their best behavior. And that's what's best about all of us and best about our communities when we come together to celebrate together. And this is truly a great celebration. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a really fun day, a fun weekend. Lots being planned all weekend long. And so if you just joined us, we're talking with Anna and Keon. They're both with Pensacola Young Professionals, leading up the charge to get our fireworks up and going for this Saturday. So just easy. You just made a phone call, made it happen, huh?
Yeah. You know, really easy. One phone call.
Nothing else you had to do, right?
I think we've been meeting since about January, just pretty regularly, getting everything together.
Yep. And I understand.
We started talking about this show last year at the other show, just knowing America's 250th anniversary. So
it's coming up.
We've been working on it for a while.
Do we know yet about how long the show will be? Have we got a sense of the time of it? Or
I think we're shooting again for 18 minutes.
Perfect. Okay, that's a good one. You can pack a lot into that amount of time for sure. And I know pyro shows pretty well. They always have a tendency to put in a couple extra minutes, I've noticed. They're very generous, and they get into the spirit of it as well. So
I think they got us last year. There was a little longer, I mean seconds, but it feels like a longer delay between the finale and like the true finale.
Right.
And everybody was already kind of like moving to pack up, and then they really did a great job last year. So I'm excited to see what they come up with this year.
They're fantastic. They're out of Tennessee, and they do the shows all over the country, and they just do a great job. And they do Pensacola Beach as well. So they're great in coordinating both shows. Lots of fireworks. What about for little kids? Does it make sense maybe to bring little, you know, little kids like little earplugs and things like that?
I think, you know, with the distance of where we're at, if you're along Bayfront Parkway, you should be fine. I mean, we have a lot of children come out each year, and they're playing, having a great time, you know, so just keep an eye out. We will have the streets closed, you know, so you can really pick a good spot, set up chairs, and, you know, have some fun before the show, and then, we'll start right at 9.
Okay, and Keon, you said what time are those streets closing?
The streets are closing at 2 o'clock on Bayfront Parkway.
And then the food vendors will be out and about from 2 o'clock on-ish?
Well, they'll be setting up around that time, but they will be available at 5 p.m.
Oh, okay, so then at 5. And do you have some idea of a couple of the examples of who will be out there?
Yeah, so we have a Totally Smash food truck. We have the Totally Coffee, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it was Tom's.
Totally Traveling Tom's.
They Traveling Tom's Coffee. Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Traveling Tom's Coffee,
Sunny.
Kona Ice.
Kona Eldon Ice. Will be there, probably in red, white, and blue.
We already know Eldon.
We all know Eldon.
He should have a very special outfit for 250.
No question. I'm worried. No question about it. Probably Uncle Sam or something like that. Something low-key, I'm sure.
Exactly. Low-key,
he
has to have his cowboy hat on.
Have fringe, though.
True.
Sure.
That's exactly right.
I think we'll also have Monster Cone, so ice cream.
Nice.
And things like that. So it'll be really, really great time.
So a little something for everybody. The whole family can come down. They'll be closing the street at 2 o'clock, just so you know. And then you can come out early. I would say bring a cooler, bring lots of water, right? You want to bring lots of something to drink. Because you don't want to take any, you know, it's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot. I heard a little birdie say that it's going to be the heat index is going to be around 100.
Woo! Okay. Forewarned is forearmed, so bring lots of water with you. And I bring those little towel things, you know, they have those little cooling towels. Those are always nice. You can put on your neck. That helps bring your temperature down. And two cautionary tales, do not, speaking of tales, bring pets, especially dogs.
Don't bring any pets. Don't bring any personal fireworks.
There you go.
Both of those at home.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back talking about the 250th Pensacola Celebration being sponsored and promoted by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. We'll be back in just a minute on Pep Talk. And we're back with Pep Talk with Meg. My guests are Anna, and we have Keon here with the Pensacola Young Professionals talking about the exciting fireworks celebration this Saturday in Pensacola, live at 9 o'clock. It's the celebration of the 250th anniversary. So, first of all, thank you guys so much for you and the team and all the volunteers and everybody at the Chamber and Pensacola Young Professionals. I know a lot of work goes into this, planning and everything, but you're in the home stretch now. So if somebody just joined us, tell us again exactly what's happening, where to go, what time, all that good stuff.
All right. So definitely you can go to PensacolaFireworks.com to check out all the details. We have an interactive map that goes on there on the website that actually you can look at all the details for food trucks and all the amenities that we have. So But the Bayfront Parkway will be closed at 2 p.m. Food trucks will be starting at 5 p.m. And, of course, the fireworks show will be starting at 9 p.m.
Okay, that sounds like fun to me.
I think one other thing I'll add, you know, we talked about this year we're going to be out on the water on the barge. We do have a very strict zone that boats cannot be in, 1,000 feet from the barge. It can delay the show if boats do enter the zone, you know, so just make sure you're a good distance away. I think Dave keeps saying 3.5 football fields is about 1,000 feet. So, you know, if you can distance that out, we will have the fireboat and things out there just controlling the water because we do have that very specific zone away from the barge.
Yeah, and pay attention to those guys. They will be out there, and they'll let you know if you're getting too close.
Exactly. Yeah.
So just be careful and be smart.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And again, and especially on the boats, no fireworks on the boats either.
Right. Safety first.
So one of the things to remember, don't bring your Roman candles with you. Don't bring the sparklers, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Save that for at home.
Yeah. Exactly. Don't bring the pets. Do bring water and sunscreen.
Okay.
Water, sunscreen, bring your lawn chairs. You know, like I say, if you want to do some blankets, you just don't cover yourself with it. It's going to be hot.
That's right. But you can definitely lay on them, right?
Correct. Yes.
There you go. Well, there's all kinds of great, we have every kind of lawn chair in America right here in Pensacola. All you got to do is go to our local shops and they're all there for you. So, but do come out and get set up early and get comfortable and, you know, be kind to everybody. Have fun. Everybody's there to have a good time. So don't get ornery about your spot and all that stuff. I mean, you know, be generous.
Yes, and we will have Bayfront open, closed starting at 2 between Barracks and Chase.
Okay.
So
thank you both.
Set up anywhere there.
Thank you both for coming in. I know they got a meeting later, so I appreciate you taking the time to tell us all about it. What's that website one more time in case somebody wants the details to check it out?
PensacolaFireworks.com.
Easy to remember. Thank you. Hats off to Pensacola Young Professionals. Thank you, Anna and Keon, for being here. I'm excited. It's going to be a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th.